WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM, WAUK, and 101 FM, the Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. Professor Bob Harvey's on the line. You know, Professor Harvey, you talked about the maritime power of this nation. So those of us who, such as myself, who have been hoping and praying that our nation would not continue to invest the amount of money that it invests militarily, need to understand that that's never going to happen, whether it's Democrat or Republican. This is the lot that our nation is going to be in.
Has chosen
to be in.
I guess the philosophy that George Santayana once said, that those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it.
Right.
And the bottom line is that when you stand by and you do nothing, if you don't learn from your past, we got in there late of World War One, and damn near the Allies damn near lost that damn thing. The United States got there in just the nick of time, just as Russia was surrendering on the Eastern Front. And the Germans were switching 3,000 to 4,000 soldiers, 3 million soldiers from the Eastern Front and moving to the Western Front, and they would have crushed France, and the war would have been over. But just as they were about to collapse in 1917, here comes the Yanks, coming across the water. And they got in there at Bellawood and other places, and they made a difference. And the Germans had to sue for peace. So they got there in the nick of time. In World War II, we stood by, and 60%, when Germany invaded Poland in 1939, and Japan had already gone into China in 1933, 60 to 65% of the American people did not want war. Roosevelt had tricked them into going in, and he had us ready, thank God, by the time the conflict started. So, when the war did start, Japan, we attacked Japan. Keep in mind, we didn't declare war on Germany. Germany declared war on us because there was a heavy sentiment of German Americans that did not want us to get involved in that war. There were also a lot of Irish who hated the British and wanted the British to get their butts kicked, so they didn't want to take part. A lot of the people of Scottish descent. And, of course, the Italians, Americans, a lot of them didn't want to get involved either because Italy, of their affinity with Italy. So it's amazing when you look at the attitudes of people, but by the same token, 9/11 spurred us on to go into Iran. It should have spurred us on to go into Afghanistan, but we wanted to jump on Iran. And so we went to Iraq. And so we went into Iraq and they got tied down in that conflict. And then, of course, Bush finally realized that bin Laden was in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and then by the time he figured that out and got troops in there, Obama comes in and says, I'm going after him, and if he's in Pakistan, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to take him out. He told him that. That's what he did. And when he tried to pull troops out, him and Bush, they jumped all on him and said that, he was pulling troops out and too soon, they shouldn't have done it. But actually, Bush is the one that set the table for that. So, we get involved in all these conflicts, and keep in mind, Earl, people got to remember one thing. See, history is important, and this is where critical race theory and the whole bit comes in, where you tell the whole truth, no matter how bad it is. The simple fact is that the United States has been in constant military conflict since World War II. Think about it. World War II, we got in and ended up and got out in 45, and then for 3 years, we started preparing for the Cold War. Then we jumped right into the Korean conflict from 1950 to 1953. And then we went probably 7 years, and then Kennedy, including Eisenhower, did it first, subtly, but Kennedy starts, admitting and sending in advisors, submitting them to the conflict that was going on in Southeast Asia. And then by 1961 or 62, we were engaged. Johnson comes in and increases it by putting more foot soldiers in. So the Vietnam War, as far as I'm concerned, started really in 1960. It just intensified after Kennedy's assassination. And then the war went on up until we finally ended it, pulled out by 73, but we ended the war officially by 1975. And then in the meantime, the Cold War was still going on because the Vietnam War was an extension of the Cold War.
So Professor Harvey, is that anything to the fact that we've been in constant war? I mean, that shouldn't be something that we should be proud of. I mean, is it that we certainly are not always on the right side of the skirmishes?
No, we're not. As a matter of fact, in those conflicts,
we create them. We create them.
We inherited them. I wouldn't say we always created them, because certainly we had to come to the aid of the South Koreans, you know, in 1950. We couldn't run away from that fight.
Right.
You know, and when you see a lot of these wars, Earl, that's why I say I don't believe in the term Cold War, because the Cold War is nothing more than a series of little hot wars. Korea, Vietnam, and believe it or not, the six or seven Arab-Israeli conflicts that started in 1948, when the two-state solution was established, and you had the Israeli conflict. You know, those conflicts went all the way up through the 80s, and they're still going on now to a small degree. Those were all communists as opposed to your so-called free world.
Well, but you know, Professor Harvey, you're a historian, and you know that at the root of some of these wars have been, you know, we've been dragged into them by lies by our government. And you know, the Tonkin Gulf incident, you know,
that we
know that our government has kind of created it.
Well, we're not innocent. We have to own up to that. But that still does not hide the fact that there are real life conditions out there. And if you take a look at a map of Russia right now, Russia is looking at, Putin has already told you verbally, I mean, he didn't hide it. He's telling you that he wants to get back the Russian Empire,
right,
in the West. And keep in mind that of the 30 nations right now, Earl, that's a part of NATO, six of them were former parts of the Warsaw Treaty Organization. Albania, Bulgaria.
So, Professor Harvey, hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Professor Bob Harvey is in the saddle, back in the saddle again. We'll be right back. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.